Hey everybody, welcome to Delta Flodge Outdoors. Hope you all have had a great weekend. We're just closing up here. I'm recording on Sunday evening, getting ready to head out for the work week and go from there. So what I did this weekend was, had a hell of a weekend. Got home Friday. My neighbor's horses had tore the fence down between us. So their horses were with my horses, but I didn't even know they had horses. They've only had cows for like over a year now. All of a sudden there was four extra horses. So I had to separate them, which was a nightmare because once they tore the fence down, they had about 130 acres to run around on. So I had to figure out where the hell they were at because I realized mine were missing. Well, fence was tore down, pushed all to my side, so it means it got tore down from the other side. So it took me about an hour and a half to find them, to get them back across, get them separated, put fence back. So took care of that Friday evening, like I said, after working all week and driving in. That was what I come home to. Luckily it was still daylight and had plenty of time to work on it. More or less just a pain in the ass. So dealt with that. Saturday, had to go pick up feed. Went and looked at bows. So, like I said, some people, I see the post I did on YouTube and the Delta Flodge page. I'm looking at getting the Carbon Zeon by Bowtech. And it's just the one I'm leaning towards right now. I believe that's the bow I'm going to pick up. And we'll go from there with that. Today, I'm a little late, but we dissed up everything to plant. Garden, so we ended up doing probably 18-20 feet wide, 40-42 feet long. Let the boys and the daughter, so the three kids, 10, 11, 9, and 3, pick out some stuff that go in it. So yeah, if it all comes up, it's gonna be a hell of a mixture. So, but more or less just had fun doing that with them, getting to spend some time before, you know, another work week starts. And I've got some, I've got some cool podcast guests coming up. I actually should be recording with a couple different ones this week, and not only will they be on the podcast like this, I'm going to record them through Zoom, and they will be put to the Facebook page also, and the YouTube page. So probably go to YouTube, then share from YouTube back over to the Facebook page just to get a start. I'm going to start getting some more of those, some pretty cool guests coming up, trying to spend the time to get the wheels back on track around here. Like I said, the beginning of April, we talked about, elaborated a little bit on a pro staff. We're still getting the things lined up on that. We'll be sending information out for people to apply for our pro staff spot and what we're going to do for you and what we expect in return for what we're going to do for you. We're working on a few more little prototype things. I'm trying to get situated to make a trip to North Louisiana in another month to catch up on some things I need down there and pick up some things I still have down there that's DFO related. And that then go from there. I've got lost my train of thought. We've got bag supplier picked out. They're working on some prototype stuff for us, so hopefully be able to pull the trigger on that shortly. And because it's a 10,000 bag minimum order, so once we get those in, we'll show what we have. And if anybody out there is listening that actually has some connections to get us in some locations, please reach out to us. We're wanting to put it out as anywhere and everywhere we can. So then once we do, it'll be Cajun Blend this year that hits the shelves. Next year we have, if we get Cajun Blend on the shelf like we're wanting to for the 24 season, then for the 25 season we have like four more products. We'll drop one of those in 25, another one in 26. I'm working on that. These are already prototyped, good to go, that I've got. Another one that I've actually been messing with myself for the past 6 months to a year. Like I said, one of my OG guys was on a few weeks ago, Brant. He doesn't even know about it yet. So probably that's when I go down to North Louisiana, I'll bring him some. And that way he's got some to check out and get some feedback. And then there's a few guys I'm going to reach out to that I'd like to try it for us and see what they think about it and let us know. So we've got some big plans, you know. Was that country song, big plans, you know. So I won't get into singing. My voice sucks. You can probably tell from this. Hopefully the echo is not through the system. It's just in my playback. But that's what we have going on. It's just been a nightmare. My wife has one of those new, like, washing machines. It's the washer-dryer combo. Don't ever buy one of those sons of bitches. Like, it is jacked up. So luckily, I still had her original one that got, when we moved, that got damaged. It was out here in my shop. I've literally got it set up. She's doing laundry in the shop right now. So, yeah, don't. The warranty is great. It has a great warranty. But getting somebody to work on it is like, you know, pulling teeth in a meth house. So, that's where we're at on that. Like I said, caught up on a few other things. Haven't got to work on the box stand in the past few weeks. We had planned on, I was hoping to go to Nebraska this next weekend, but my truck is still in the shop because I have a 6.7 Ford diesel, and the fuel pump, the high pressure fuel pump or some shit, took a dump. Blew metal through the system, so they're having to put the fuel pump, the injectors and everything in it. I was supposed to have it back this past Friday, but it looks like it's going to be sometime this week. Basically, when this drops Tuesday, I might know about having my truck back. So we'll go from there, but that's the wrap of a catch-up for DFO and where we're at. And it's been a hell of a couple weeks. Like I said, the wash machine, don't invest in that one, that style. The truck is still in the shop. Could be worse, though. We appreciate y'all. Stay hunting, stay healthy, stay safe. Reach out to us with any questions, concerns. Want to be a guest? If you know anybody that you might carry our product, let us know. We would be more than happy to have somebody reach out to us and everybody, really. I mean, you know, hey, you know something? Let us know. Thank you. Delta Flodge Outdoors, Julius Craig.